We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Moran, Chelek Sheni, Torah Ayin Beis, which is entitled Chayim Nitzchim, Eternal Life. We're up to the paragraph Val Yedei Zeh Nase Tshuva. We're about halfway through the chapter of Likutei Moran. The paragraph isn't numbered, but it begins with the words Val Yedei Zeh Nase Tshuva. We're during the last minutes of the 10th of Kislev, and we dedicate the learning Leilu Nishmas Shifra Bas Yisroel Doiv, the mother of Baruch Levin, and the Shkia. It's going to be sunset here in Israel in a few minutes, and it'll be the 11th of Kislev. So we dedicate the learning Leilu Nishmas my Rebbe Horav Tzviaye Ben Tzion, Rebbe Yisroel Abba, Rabbi Rosenfeld, to whom I owe Likutei Moran and everything, any Torah knowledge, any Avas Hashem, any Yiras Hashem. He was the most important influence in my life in Torah and in Yiddishkeit and in Breslov, Baruch Hashem, and continues to be an incredible, powerful, live influence, Baruch Hashem. The learning should be an Ilui Neshama for them, and also in addition, Tuvia B'Reb Yisrael Yitzchak, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and David Yisrael B'Reb Ephraim, Leilu Nishmosam, and for a complete refuah shalema and a yeshua for all those that need it. B'Sirch Shar Choyle Yisrael. We're hoping that the Suda tonight, Emiyetz Hashem, will be audio recorded and video recorded, and in Eretz Yisrael, it'll be approximately 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, that'll be 1 p.m. And we hope within a few hours afterwards it'll be available to all those that are connected to us, Mitzvah Shem. Rabbeinu Zal was speaking in this Torah about humility. He spoke about the tzaddik in order to be a manig, a real manig of Klal Yisrael, who's qualified not just to teach Klal Yisrael, but to give gedula to all of his students. That manig has to be an incredible porush, an ascetic, a person who is completely, completely removed from all of the foolishness, all of the taivas rois and midas rois of this world. And Rabbeinu Zal said an example of that is Moshe Rabbeinu, and he also mentioned that Moshe Rabbeinu, the shiflus of Moshe Rabbeinu, is malubosh, is mushrosh in each and every single Jew. However, it lies dormant. However, through tshuva, a person is zeichet to awaken that humility that's inside of each and every one of us. The humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is rooted in each and every one of us, in every one of our 248 organs. Now we continue. Vayedeze nase tshuva. Through what we've been learning about here so far, we're zeichet to achieve tshuva. Ki ikar ha-tshuva hi al-yidei ha-busha, because one of the most important components of tshuva, of repentance, is embarrassment. For the person to feel genuinely ashamed and embarrassed of the mistake that they made, the sin they committed. Val-yidei zeh, and through this shame and embarrassment, ha-manhig b'chinas Moshe, Shehu mistakel b'chol echad v'yechad, the leader of Klal Yisrael, who is like Moshe Rabbeinu, who looks at each and every one of us, u'misnoitzeitz moichoi, and he causes our brain to come alive, v'zeiche lebiurei Torah, lebiurei ha-Torah, and through this, we're zeiche to new explanations of Torah, dahainu lechidushei doiraisa, actual revelations of Torah, Al yidei zeh nimshach busha al kol echad v'echad. This draws this shame and embarrassment on each and every one of us. Va'oz roye kol echad es boshto yuchlimosoi. And then each and every one of us really realizes our shame and embarrassment for the things that we did wrong. And now Rabbeinu Zal explains an incredible concept. Ki aveira hi bevadai busha gedoila, Because a sin, a person who goes against Hashem, that's certainly, if a person realizes what that means, that certainly should be something that a person would be very embarrassed and ashamed of. Ki aveira eino ru'uya klal Yisrael. Because an aveira is something that has no place in a Jew's life. It shouldn't apply whatsoever to a Jew. Ubevadai ein noe klal Yisrael shia lo aveira, chas v'shalom. And definitely, it's not nice for a Jew, chas v'shalom, to acquire a sin, to commit a sin. Avol gam mitzvah. Now Rabbi Nizal says, however, even a mitzvah, to perform a mitzvah, kisharoitzen lasa, he says a mitzvah, when a person wants to fulfill a certain mitzvah, a person wants to put on a talis, a person wants to put on tefillin, a woman wants to light candles to bring in the Shabbos, roi sheyir leigam kein busha gedoyla, the person should also feel tremendously embarrassed to go ahead and do this. Why? Ki eze schus yeshloi sheyizke laseis mitzvah. What merit do I have to deserve to do this mitzvah, which is so holy and so great and it's so spiritual? Ve'eich yoiz ponov lichnois behechel amelech laseis mitzvah. How does a person get the audacity, the guts, to go, to enter into the throne room of the king and serve him and perform a mitzvah. V'yishayar bedaitoy lifnei mihu oisem ha-mitzvah. If the person would have stopped to think, in whose presence I'm performing this mitzvah, on whose behalf am I doing this mitzvah? V'gam goydel mailas ha-mitzvah bi'atzma. And in addition, how awesome the mitzvah itself is. Ki ha-mitzvah bi'atzmo yekora mo'id, asher ein l'shayer. Because a mitzvah itself is so precious, it's something so holy, so huge, we can't fathom how great a mitzvah really is. U'bevadai roi she'yipoy lolov busha gedoyla kishebo alasa says a mitzvah. And therefore, it should be perfectly normal and natural for a Jew to feel tremendously ashamed and embarrassed when they're about to perform a mitzvah. Ki kishistakel al atzmoi ve'yira shehu rochoik moid me'ashem yisborach. When the person looks at themselves honestly and realizes that they're so far from Hashem, that we're so far from spirituality, we're so far from holiness, ve'ein lo shum zchus sheyizkeh la'aseis mitzvah, and we have no real merit by which we should deserve the privilege of performing a mitzvah. Ve'im hoyo l'ha'odam busha, and if the person really possessed this quality called busha, shame and embarrassment, the person would be ashamed and embarrassed to put food into their mouth. Because the Yerushalmi says in the first chapter of Orla that a person who's eating something that doesn't belong to them, that they don't really deserve, that person is ashamed and embarrassed to look into the face of the one who's giving it to them. And if I come to the realization that I don't really deserve that Hashem should give me food, I don't really qualify, I haven't really done everything Hashem wants me to do, even as well as I can. So I don't really have any merit that Hashem should give me food. Im kein hu ochal delav delay. If that's the case, then I'm eating something that's not really mine. It's not really coming to me at all. I don't really deserve it. Ubohis listakule biape. And the Gemara says, when you're eating food that's not yours, you're ashamed a little. You're embarrassed to look into the face of the person who's giving it to you. People feel ashamed and embarrassed to get a freebie. Al kein bevadai yesh loy lehizbayesh afilu lohoishet hamaycha lepiv. Therefore, a Jew should definitely feel shame and embarrassment in putting food in our mouth. Avol ikar habusha nimshach al yidei hamanig b'chinas Moshe. However, the real embarrassment we draw upon ourselves from the leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemamshich biurei ha-toyra l'kol echad, who is the one who provides explanations of Torah to each and every one of us. He's the one that shines into us the knowledge and the brain power to reveal, to bring forth revelations in Torah. Al yidei ze nimshach busha al kol echad. And that imposes shame and embarrassment on each and every person. Where do we see this? Kemoi shebishas matan Torah. Just like when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave it over to us, Shehimshich Moshe haTorah liYisrael, Ne'amar Shom, look what the Pasuk says there, right after Matan Torah in Parshas Yisroi, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know why Hashem did all of this? Ulevaavur tihye yirosoy al paneichem levilti techtoy. So that you'll have the fear of Hashem on your faces, so that you won't sin. V'dor sh'rabbi senuzal, and the Gemara says in the Dorim, what exactly does that mean, having fear of Hashem on your face? Ze habusha. That means when a person feels embarrassed, ashamed. So we see that when we stood at Har Sinai, when we received this revelation of Torah, what did it give us? It gave us this feeling of shame and embarrassment in the presence of Hashem. When we speak about Yira Shamayim, a person having real deep respect for Hashem, that also translates into this feeling of feeling ashamed and embarrassment in the presence of Hashem. By realizing how big Hashem is and how small I am. Vezehu, and now Rav Enazal says, look at the wording. Lamantia yirosoy al paneichem, to have this busha, this shame and embarrassment, not just when you commit a sin, but also levilti techto, when you don't sin. Dahainu shiyer lehem busha, levli lasoy schet vovan chasashom. I'm sorry. The first translation Rav Enazal gives is the simple translation of what those words mean. That a person will be ashamed and embarrassed, and that will give the person the strength they need not to sin. That when the Yetzer Hara tries to tempt us and seduce us and do everything he can to convince us to do a sin, the person will feel ashamed and embarrassed. How could I do a sin in the presence of Hashem? Just like we find Yosef HaTzadik, the Torah writes clearly that when Potiphar tried to seduce him, to convince him to lie with her, he said, how can I do this? How can I do this in the presence of Hashem, and I will have sinned against Hashem my whole life? So that's one translation of the Levilti Techto. Dahainu shielem busho, levli lase schet voven chasishon. But now Rabbi Nizal adds another interpretation. Vegam, in addition, what this pasuk is teaching us is afilu levilti techto, even not to sin, levli lasoy savera, not to commit a sin, tzorech shiye gam ken yirosoy alponov, dahinu busha. The person has to have this yira on his face, the person has to have this shame and embarrassment, meaning ki afilu kishoisin mitzvah. Like we explained just before, even when a person is doing a mitzvah, they're not sinning at all. They're doing a mitzvah. Tzorech sheyir lo gam kein busha gedoyla. A truly religious Jew, when they're putting on tefillin in the morning, has to feel this humility, this shame and embarrassment. Who am I? What am I? That I have this privilege to put on this solid gold, something that's so much bigger than solid gold. This is nuclear. This is the Holy of Holies. Tefillin is called the crown of the king. I'm putting the crown of the king on my head. on my head that's filled with so much nonsense and foolishness and everything. And the person should feel, in a sense, ashamed and embarrassment while they're doing it. Ki eich boim lachtoif hatfilin. How in the world are we going ahead and grabbing the tefillin, shehem kisrei de malka, which the Zohar HaKadosh calls the crown of the king, ulahanichom pitom al harosh, and to just suddenly go ahead and put it on my head. Bevadai roi sheyeh loy busha gedoyla. The person should definitely feel tremendous embarrassment, kishebo lasois eze mitzvah, when we're going to do, to perform a mitzvah. Vezois habusha nimsheches al yedei biurei hatoira al yedei amaneganal. And the way that a person draws this holy busha upon themselves is by receiving Torah via the manhig, via the true leader. Kemoi shehoyo b'shas matan Torah. As we showed earlier, that's exactly what took place at the time of matan Torah. V'alkein b'shas matan Torah zochu kol Yisroel l'bechinas kedusha u'prishus. And this is why we find that at the time that the Torah was being given on Har Sinai, the entire Jewish nation achieved an incredible level of holiness and asceticism. Kama Shekosuv, as it says there, before Matan Torah, Heyu Nechoinim L'Shloishes Yomim. Prepare yourselves for 3 days. Al Tikshu Elisha. Do not approach a woman. Ki Kulam Niskachu Bebechinas Prishus. Because the entire Jewish nation sanctified themselves and purified themselves with this precious through Moshe Rabbeinu, who was so holy and so great and ascetic, Shehim Shilchohem Esatoira Ali De Zekanal, who was able to draw the Torah to us through this holiness. V'alkein nimshach aleim kedusha u'prishus gam kein. And this is why we also received and benefited from this holiness. U'kishe zoichem lebusha, and when a person is zoiche to this type of shame and embarrassment, remember, this is not a shame and embarrassment that will prevent the person from doing the mitzvah, that'll get the person to walk away from Hashem chas v'shalom. It's just something that puts us in our place, in a sense. It doesn't allow us to feel arrogant. It doesn't allow us that the mitzvahs should be something that comes something we're doing by rote. We're doing it, oh, we're putting on tefillin again. No such thing in authentic Judaism. Azai roye kolecho des richukoy me Hashem isborach. When we're zoicha to this busha, then each and every one of us realizes how distant we are from Hashem. Echu rochoik ma'oid mimenu yisborach. How we're really very far from Hashem. V'noifel olav busha gedoyla. And we feel this great embarrassment. Vayidea busha oisin tshuva. And this shame and embarrassment leads us to improve, to correct the things we're doing wrong, to fix it. The word boishes, shame, beis shintov, is the same letters as toshov, to return to Hashem. Vishavto ad Hashem alekecha. The instruction in the Torah to return to Hashem is vishavto ad Hashem alekecha. You will return to Hashem. The word shavto is the letters boishes. Ki ikar hatshuva al yedei habusha. Because the main component in tshuva is this feeling of embarrassment and shame and sincere regret. And Rav Nosson Zal gives us sources, several sources here. In Yirmiyah chapter 3, Pasuk 31. In Yecheskel chapter 16, Pasuk 36. In the Gemara Brachas, page 12. And the riff over there, which emphasize that this is a critical, critical piece of tshuva. Utshuva hu bechinas chayim. And tshuva is not something that makes a person sad, depressed, pessimistic. Rabbeinu Zal says tshuva is life. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, vohashivu v'chiyu. Hashem says, return to me and live. Bechinas chayim nitzchiim shel olam haba. That's what connects a person to the eternal life of olam haba, of the future world. Bechinas Shabbos. Bechinas, as the pasuk says about Shabbos, toyameho chayim zachu. Those who taste Shabbos are zeichet to really experience life. And again, Shabbos is the same letters as Boishes, as this Shavta. Vizeh, and now Rabbeinu Zal connects this back to the word Bereishis. The Tikkun Zohar tells us that the word Bereishis is made up of two words, Yore and Boishes. Fear, like the Pasuk said, Leman Tihye Yirosoy Al Paneichem, to have this fear of Hashem upon your face, and the word boishes. These two go together, that it's this fear and respect for Hashem that makes a person realize how small I am, how big Hashem is, and how small I am. And it's also the letters Yorei Shabbos, respect for Shabbos, as the Tikkun Ezra says. Ki hayira v'habusha, because these qualities of yira, real respect, and busha, this holy shame and embarrassment, the hainu bechinas tshuva, hu bechinas Shabbos. This is all synonymous with the holiness of Shabbos. Bechinas chayim nitzchim shel olam haba, which is what brings a person to that eternal life of the future. Because as we learned earlier, that's what's going to get into olam haba, the humility of the person. Ve'ikar hachayim hu lahashiflus shel kol echad. And the real life, that eternal life, will only be given to the humility of each and every one of us. Ki hashiflus shel kol echad hu yihye nichye ve'yokum b'tchia. Because it's the humility of each and every single one of us, that's what's going to be brought back to life. That's what's going to rise up at the time of Tchia Sameisim. V'alkein al yidei ha-tshuva shehu b'chinas chayim nitzchim shel olam haba, through tshuva, which is synonymous with that eternal life of olam haba, al yidei zeh choyzer v'nichye, that brings the person a new life. V'kom b'tchia ha-shiflus shel Moshe Rabbeinu, and this also brings back to life the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, sheyesh b'chol echot miYisrael, which is found inside of each and every Jew, b'chol eiver v'eiver, in each and every organ of every Jew. We're going to see later that one of the words in the Torah that's used to refer to Moshe Rabbeinu is called mechaykek. Mechaykek means the lawgiver. And the word mechaykek has a numerical value of 248. Moshe Rabbeinu is found in each one of the 248 organs of our body, in the humility that's there. Kida, right now Rabbeinu Zal explains this, because you should know, sheyesh b'chol echad v'yechad miYisrael b'chinas ha-shiflus shel Moshe b'chol eiver v'eiver. Each and every single Jew possesses this humility of Moshe Rabbeinu in every single organ that we have. V'zeh zochu Yisrael b'mamad har Sinai. This is one of the things that we achieved and received when we stood at Har Sinai. She'oz himshich Moshe ha-shiflus sheloi b'chol echad v'echad miYisrael. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu was able to draw his humility into each and every single one of the Jewish people, b'chol eiver v'eiver, into each and every organ of ours. Now note that the Mishnah begins in Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Sinai. The word Sinai is the mountain of humility, the smallest mountain, the mountain that teaches us this message of humility. The word Sinai is actually Bigimatria Anova. The word Sinai with the koilel is Bigimatria Anova, humility. However, this humility of Moshe Rabbeinu that's rooted in every single one of us humunach v'shoyche v'etzol kol echad v'echad. It's lying there dormant in each one of everyone else. Bebechinas shchiva umisa. It's like it's asleep. It's like it's dead. We know that the Gemara says sleep is 1/60th of death. Ki zois hashiflos nis'alei meitzel kol echad. Because that humility becomes hidden, very much hidden in each and every one of us. Ve'enoi mis'oirer u'mizgal etzloi. It's not awakened and revealed. Avla lidei ha'tshuva. However, through the tshuva process, shehu b'chinas chayim nitzchim sh'olam haba, which we said is synonymous with that eternal life of olam haba, that brings to life the humility of every one of us. When a person's doing tshuva, ki ikar hatchia hu lahashiflus, because as we stressed, the main thing that's coming to life is the humility of the person. Ki hashiflus yihye nichye v'yokum b'tchia kanal, because as we showed earlier in the Torah, it's the humility, that's the part that's going to be brought back to life and rise up at the time of tchia sameisim. This goes ahead and revives and restores and brings back to life the source, which is the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu mushrosh b'chol echad v'echad v'yisrael b'chol ever, which is rooted in every Jew, in every organ. Shemikoidim hayom munach v'shoich ezois ha-shiflus behel and v'skasi etzloi. Previously, that humility lie dormant, hidden, very hidden and covered up, bebechinas misa, as if it were dead. V'achshav, choyzer v'neyor v'nichyo isa shiflus al yidei hatshuva. And now that humility is revived and awakened and comes back to life through the tshuva that the tzaddik gets the person to do. Shehi bechinas chayim nitzchim sh'olam haba. That's that a taste of the eternal life of the future. Ki ikar hachayim nitzchim bechinas tchiyah shi'el osid yerak lahashiflus. Because the real eternal life, that tchiyah sameisim that'll be in the future, will only apply to the humility. Remember, we said that the Gemara says that the two worlds, this world and the next world, were created with the letter He and the letter Yud. Ki beko Hashem tzur olamim. Hashem created worlds with ko, Yud, K, Yud, He. So it's brought that the Olam Haba, the future world, is created with the letter Yud because it's the smallest one of the letters, to teach us that Olam Haba is about small, the little people, those that have this humility. Ki hashiflu shel kol echad yenichye v'yokum b'tchiyah. V'azai kishenichye hashiflu shel kol echad, when the humility of each and every person comes to life, this shiflus of Moshe Rabbeinu that's found in each and every organ, azai roye umargish kol echad shiflusoi, then each and every single one of us sees and realizes how small we are. Me'achar shechozar v'nichye v'nizgal etzloi b'chinas hashiflus shel Moshe sheyesh b'chol evreiver. Because now that humility of Moshe Rabbeinu that's in each and every organ was turned on, it was activated, now suddenly the person realizes, who am I? What am I? I shouldn't think that I'm a big somebody, I'm a big tzaddik, I'm a big anything. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to tie all of this into a special song that appears in the Torah. I believe it's in Parshas Balak, if I'm not mistaken. It's Bamidbar chapter 21, a song that was said about the miracle of the Be'er, the special well that traveled with the Jews throughout the time we were in the desert, which provided water for us. A well is called a Be'er. The word Be'er means well. The word Be'er also means an explanation. An explanation of Torah is called Biurei HaTorah. V'ze pirush Be'er chafaru asorim, Koruha Nedivayom, Bimechoikek Bimishanoisam, Umimidbar Matana. The Pasuk says a well was dug out by officers it was dug out, the choice people of the nation, the great donors, the good-hearted people of the nation are the ones who carved it out. B'mechoykeik mishanoisim. And they carved it out with their staffs, with their sticks. U'mimidbar matona. And from the desert, Hashem gave us the gift, the special gift, referring to the Torah, which we were given in the desert. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain each word, how it relates to our Torah. Be'er ze bechinas beyurei ha-Torah. The word be'er refers to the explanations of Torah, shezoichen hasorim shel Yisrael, which the officers, the leaders, the rabbis, the talmidei chachamim of Klal Yisrael are zoiche to. Al yidei shemistakel bohem bechinas Moshe, by Moshe Rabbeinu looking at them and shining into them these biurei ha-Torah. And that's what ensures that each and every one of these leaders is receiving greatness based on the exact amount that they should be getting. And that enables them to receive explanations of Torah, as we saw in the previous year. Bechinas chidushin doiraisa, their measure of new revelations of Torah. Validei biyuria Torah zeichen lebusha utshuva, and when a person is zeicha to these explanations of Torah, that leads the person to true busha and tshuva, as we explained. Vezehu be'er chafaru hasorim. The word lachbor in Hebrew means to dig. The word chofer also means shame and embarrassment. Chafarua zebechinas busha, kama shekosuv, as it says in Yeshaya chapter 24, v'chofro halavana uboisho hachama. The moon will be shamed and the sun will be embarrassed. Kal yidei biyurei hatoiranal bechinas be'er zeichen lebusha kanal. Because when a person receives holy biyurei hatoira, that leads the person to this holy shame and embarrassment, where the person feels this pure humility in recognition of the greatness of Hashem and the greatness of the Torah. Vezehu chaforuha sorim, hainu sorim hanal. The word sorim is used. Remember when Moshe Rabbeinu relegated authority, we saw this in the beginning of the Torah, they were called sorim, sorei alofim, bechina sorei alofim, sorei meos, leaders of thousands, leaders of hundreds, kanal, as we saw in the beginning of this chapter of Likutei Moran. Vezehu koruha nedivayom. They were dug out by the generous ones of the nations. Rabbeinu Zal says the word nedivayam is being used. Ze bechinas tshuva. That's also a term that applies to tshuva. Kemo shepirush Rashi al pasuk behisnadevom, as Rashi points out in the Novi Shoftim, on the pasuk behisnadevom, when the people came forth with good feelings, Rashi says behisnadev libam lechuva. This is referring to when they came forth with their hearts with sincere feelings of repentance. So we see that the term nedivehom is merames to tshuva. Mechoykeik do Moshe. The term mechoykeik in that pasuk refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kemo shedorsh Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that the Gemara quotes a pasuk where it speaks about where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, and it uses the word mechoykeik to refer to Moshe Rabbeinu. Gam mechoykeik bigematria ramach. In addition, the word mechoykeik is bigematria 248. Hainu bechinas hashiflus shel Moshe shemalubosh b'chol echad miYisrael b'ramach evorav b'chol evar veivar. This is referring to what we explained earlier, the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu that's cloaked in each and every single Jew, in the 248 organs, in each and every individual organ. B'mishanoisom. Now again, with their stick, they carved out this be'er. The Gemara says, I believe it's the Gemara or the Medrash that points out that one of the things this pasuk is referring to is how did the be'er provide water for each one of the 12 tribes when they were traveling in the desert? The Nasi, the chief of each tribe, would go over to the place where this be'er was, this source of water, and he would take his stick and draw a line from where that be'er was in the direction of where his shevet, his tribe, was camped out. And that would form like a canal that would provide the water supply for that shevet, that one of the 12 tribes. So the word b'mishanoisa means with their staff, with their stick. Ze bechinas tchia. But the word b'mishanoisam also is alluding to the concept of the revival of the dead. K'may shedosh Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara points out in Psachim, al posuk ve'ish mishantoi biyodoi. Each person will have his staff in his hand. And the Gemara says there, asidim tzadikim sheyechayu meisim. There'll come a time when the tzadikim will bring the dead back to life. And the Gemara says it on that pasuk, v'ish mishantoi biyodoi. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu performed the splitting of the Red Sea with his stick, the tzadikim will revive the dead with the stick. So the mishanoisam is merames to tchias ameisim. V'zehu b'mechoikek b'mishanoisam. Hainu sheyenichya hashifus shel Moshe. What will be brought back to life? The mechoikek. The humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, sheyesh b'chol haramach evorim shkolech v'yechad, which is found throughout the 248 organs of each and every one of us. Al yidei ha-tshuva kanal, through the process of tshuva, as we mentioned earlier. Note that one of our most important events of the day, when we recite the Shema in the morning and in the evening, in fact, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Oral Torah, begins with the mitzvah of reciting the Shema. And according to some opinions, when a child becomes bar mitzvah, on the evening of the bar mitzvah, what's the first mitzvah that they take on? Kriya Shema, the Kriya Shema of the evening. So the Kriya Shema, one of the things that makes the Kriya Shema so powerful and so holy is that it has 248 words. When a person is davening with a minyan, and the chazan, because if you count the number of words from Shema until Emes, it's only 245 words. When the chazan repeats the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes, that brings us to the number 248. If a person is davening without a minyan, they say the three words Kel, Melech Ne'eman before the Shema, which complete this number of 248, which is infusing each organ of our body with holiness, with faith. V'zehu umi midbar matono. Midbar, the desert, hainu shiflus. That's the symbol of humility. Shemesim atzmoi kemidbar, k'moy shom Rabbi Senezal. The Gemara says in Erevin, page 54, that a humble person is a person who considers themselves and they make themselves like a desert. A desert is a place where nothing grows, as if I'm a person who has no merits, no accomplishments. Al yidei zeh matono. And through this humility, the person receives the gift. Where do we find this term, Hashem giving us a gift? Hainu Shabbos. This refers to Shabbos that we discussed before. K'mayisham Rabbi Senzal, as the Gemara says, in Shabbos, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matono toivo yeshli beveis genozai v'Shabbos shmo. I have a wonderful gift for the Jewish people in my treasury, and it's called Shabbos. Go inform them. Ki ikar tainug oilam haba, b'china Shabbos, b'china schaim nitzchim, Yihye rak lahashiflu shel kol echad. Because to be able to experience the true pleasure of the world to come, which is Shabbos, which is eternal life, that will only come to the humility of each and every single one of us. Any questions, please?
Rabbi, yes. Humility is is absolutely fundamental, as we see here. Why is it that in the world we live, it seems to be not important, quite frankly? I'm sure I'm not the only one with that question, but since you know, I've just learned that the importance of humility and how essential it really is in Judaism, and I don't understand how can be such a disconnect.
Because our opponent, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, knows this. He knows how important humility is. And therefore, he distracts us and he convinces, he teaches people otherwise. The culture that we live in terms of competitiveness and other types of things that lead to the opposite of humility, unfortunately, this is coming from the place of the Yetzer Hara, who realizes that this is the choicest quality that a person can acquire and live with, that'll help a person really have an enjoyable, fulfilling, happy life in this world and to attain joy and happiness in the next world. That's why, unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara, in all of his different manners, teaches people the opposite of this, or doesn't allow the people to learn about this and to realize its importance and to absorb it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Anyone else, please? Thank you. Somebody pointed out in the chat that this chapter we just covered now, this paragraph, appears at the end of Parshas Chukas. Pretty close. That's the neighboring Parsha to Balak, which we misquoted earlier. Now Rabbeinu Zal continues, V'zeh shekosuv, and this is what the Pasuk says in Eov, Sela yishkoin v'yisloinon. Here it's referring to a great powerful eagle that rests on a rock, on a big gigantic rock, v'yisloinon, and it waits there. And then the pasuk continues, Mishom chofar oichel. And from there, he searches for prey, for food. Rabbeinu Zal explains, Sela, the word Sela means a rock, Ze habe'er. The well that traveled with the Jews in the desert was in the form of a rock. With the Torah speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to the rock and striking the rock. Bechinas biure hatoira. That refers again to the explanations of Torah. Bechinas be'er chafarua sorim, as we mentioned earlier. Vezehu mishom chofar oichel. Again, the word chofar, bechinas busha, refers to that busha, that shame and embarrassment. Kal yidei biure hatoira. Because as we saw earlier, when a person is receiving the Torah properly from a tzaddik, from Moshe Rabbeinu, that will shine into the person. That won't fill the person with arrogance. That'll fill the person with humility, with this shame. And again, we're talking about a positive, healthy shame, not a shame that destroys a person's self-esteem. It destroys the person's arrogance, a false pride, and it inspires the person to develop true pride, to be worthy, to start doing a lot of good things, so I'll be worthy of holy pride. V'zehu mishom chofar oichel, ki humizbayesh lohoshit ho'oichel apiv al yidei habusha sheboilov. Rabbeinu Zal now is connecting the oichel, what we said earlier about being ashamed to eat, being ashamed and embarrassed to put a spoon of food into my mouth, based on this shame that the person experiences. V'zehu, and this is the pasuk concludes, L'meirochoik einov yabitu, his eyes look out into the distance. Hainu sheroye umabit The person sees and realizes how far they are from Hashem. Rabbein Ezal speaks about this in several places, that the greatness of a tzaddik is his ability to know how to reach each and every single type of Jew. To those Jews who are advanced, to them he has to be, those Jews very often, because they're advanced, because they've studied a lot, because they've done a lot of mitzvahs, they get lazy, they become arrogant, and they put it in neutral or in park. They feel accomplished already. And to those people, the tzaddik has to be able to show them how far a level of the greatness of Hashem that they never imagined in their wildest dreams. And suddenly they see, wow, I thought I knew how big Hashem was. I don't know anything compared to what the tzaddik knows and realizes and is showing me. And this puts the person down, back down, so that they can make a new beginning, start fresh, and reach higher and higher levels. This does not apply the same way to the little guys, the people who are very small and are very tiny and don't know much. To them, this is not the message that the tzaddik is. To them, the tzaddik is unbelievable encouragement to let them know how proud Hashem is of every slight move that they make in the right direction, and every good thought that they have, and every good word that comes out of their mouth, Hashem takes such pride in it and enjoys it so much. So you need to know when you're learning Likutei Moran, when you're learning anything in Torah, that it's one page. This is one slice of the cake, of the big picture. This is one perception, one activity, and to put it in perspective with all the other activities. Any questions, please? V'alkein Yisroi Daiko Omar LaMoshe V'ato Secheze. Now Rabbein Ezal is going to give us whole new insights about this. Now we'll understand why this message about appointing leaders in Klal Yisroel and what their qualifications should be had to come specifically from Yisroi. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was his son-in-law, and being the father of Moshe Rabbeinu's wife, Yisroi knew good and well what level of purity Moshe Rabbeinu conducted himself with his wife, with Tzipora. The level of asceticism. And that's why he's the one who said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ato secheze, you are qualified by looking at them. V'ato daiko, you specifically. Ki yoda Yisroi begoidel kidushosoi. Yisroi knew the great holiness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu yochoi lachsoi sulestakel al kolechod. He has the ability to look at each and every one. And to appropriate, to apportion greatness and authority and leadership just by his look. And indeed, so that's one qualification that Yisroi had. The fact that he was Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law and he knew from his daughter who Moshe Rabbeinu is. In addition, Vigam Yisroi Hoyoger. Yisroi was a convert. V'hagerim boim mikedushas hazivug shel hatzadikim. And we know that gerim, their soul, their spirituality comes from the holy union of tzadikim. Kama shekosuv, as it says in the Torah, ves hanefesh asher osu bechoron. The soul which he created, which they created in Choron. This is referring to Avraham and Sarah, who brought many non-Jews close to Hashem. The Isa b'Zohar HaKodesh, the Zohar HaKodesh says, She'Avraham v'Sara bo'eis shehoyu akorim choylidu mizivugam nafshoy sagerim. That Avraham and Sarah, during those many years when they did not have children, And yet they were together. Through their union, they generated the souls of converts. V'alkein Yisroi Shehoyo Ger, Shubo Mikidushas Azivug Shel Tzadikim, and therefore Yisroi, who was a convert, which means he is created from the holy union of Tzadikim, Alkein Hu Yoidea Goidel Yekor Kedushas HaTzadikim. He has a special appreciation for the great holiness of the Tzadikim, Shelegoidel Kedushasom Nasem Yizivugom Nafshas HaGerim, where because these Tzadikim are so holy and so pure in their relationship between husband and wife, it's from that union that's generated converts. Mikolshkein Kedushas Pirishusam. How much more so when the tzaddik separates from his wife completely, as in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'alkein hu yoidea, and therefore Yisroi knew, shelegoidel kedushas uprishus Moshe, hu yochoel lachsois ba'om, that based on the incredible holiness and asceticness of Moshe Rabbeinu, he has the ability to look at the people, to gaze at them, and just by looking at them, he will be apportioning to them this greatness. And that's why it was specifically Yisroi that said these words, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you look at them and appoint leaders. Now Rabbeinu Zaliyeh is another point. The letters of the word Yisroi make up the last letters, Soifei Tevois, of the Pasuk, Verabim miyeshene admas ofor yokitsu. Many of those who are lying in the dirt will rise up. Ki Yisroi daiko omar lamoshe vata sechse. He's the one who said this. Vayde bichinas vata sechse, and through vata sechse, Aydeze zeichen legedula, we're zeichen to greatness, vezeichen lebiuri atoira and to explanations of Torah, vaydeze boin lebusha uchuva, which leads to busha and tshuva, vayde hatshuva, shibchinas chaim nitzchim, and through tshuva, which is this eternal life, choizer venichya hashiflus shel kol echod, that revives and awakens the humility inside of every person. Ki ikara tchia hu lashiflus. What comes to life is the humility. Bebechinas hokitsu veranenu shoichnei ofor. As it says in a different pasuk, wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. V'chol ze nasa lidei Yisroi daika. And all of this is accomplished specifically through Yisroi. Ki Yisroi daika omar l'moshe v'atasechze, shaydei ze nasen kola b'chino esanal. V'alkein merumas boisyeis Yisroi. And this is why hinted to in the letters of his name Yisroi is this pasuk, v'rabim miyeshene admas ofor yokitsu. Many of those who are lying in the dirt, they will awaken, they will rise up. Shehu soifei tevas Yisroi. Kal yidei Yisroi, shomar vata sechse, it's through Yisroi who said these words, vata sechse, al yidei ze nimshach bechinas chayim. That infuses new life. Bechinas tichya, coming back to life. Bechinas hokitsu verananu shoich neofor, wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. Bechinas verabim yeshene admas ofor yokitsu, many of those who lie in the dirt will awaken. Miyeshene atmasofor daika. Look what the pasuk stresses. Those who are lying in the dirt. Hainu bechina shiflus. This refers to people who possess this quality of humility. Vizeh, and this is also what the pasuk says in Yeshaya. Vahoyo hanishar betzion. Vahanoiser beyerushalayim. Kodoy sheyom raloyim. Those who will remain in Tzion, and those who will remain in Yerushalayim, about them will be said, holy. V'hanoisor b'Yerushalayim, the word noisor is like the word Yisroi. Zebechinas Yisroi, al yodoi, kodoi sheyom arloi. He's the one who will deliver this message to Klal Yisrael, as to how holy Moshe Rabbeinu is, lahatzadik, ki Yisroi shehu ger, hu yodei kedushas hatzadik anal. Yisroi, by his being a convert, he has a special appreciation and realization of how holy the tzaddik is. V'alkein omar l'moshe v'atosech zeh. And that's why he's the one who said, you look, machmashe yoda kedushasoi, because he knew the holiness of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zeh b'chinas kodosh yeyomar loi. And that's why he's the one who announced, who announced to us the great holiness of Moshe Rabbeinu. We just have a paragraph now, a short paragraph that's going to summarize everything. Let's finish. Uklal hayoytze mikol anal, to summarize this whole Torah and tell us what we're supposed to do with all of this. Shemi shebo etzel tzadik amiti, a person who comes to a true tzadik, v'shomea mipiv Torah, and hears Torah from his mouth, roy sheyum shacholov busho v'shiflus godol moi. It's appropriate, it's only proper, that that person should feel incredible shame and embarrassment and humility. V'zeh simen shehoyo etzel tzadik amiti. That's an indication to the person that they were just by a true tzadik. K'shenim shechol avbusha v'shiflus, ayidei sheshoma mipiv eze dvar Torah. When the person felt humility, smallness, from the Dvar Torah that they heard. It's not just that I got a piece of knowledge. Ki'al yedei ha-Torah shemamshich ha-tzadik u'amiti. Al yedei zeh nimshach busha. Because as we've learned, through the Torah which the true tzadik draws, that brings this busha. Kemoi shehoye b'shas matan Torah kanal. As was the case at the time when the Jews received the Torah. Vayidei abusha dainu tshuva, ayidei zeh nechye hashiflus shel Moshe. And this busha and tshuva revives the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu sheyesh b'chol echad b'chol eiver v'eiver, which is found in each and every organ of our bodies. Va'oz mechuyov sheyargish kol echad shiflusoy be'emes. And when that shiflus of Moshe Rabbeinu that's found inside of each and every organ of every one of us, when that's turned on, then each and every one of us should experience true humility. Avol mi shehu bo etzel eze mefursam. But a person who does not come to a true tzaddik, he comes to some person who's known, a person who has a name. V'shomea mipiv Torah, and hears Torah from that person's mouth, ubol of gadlus al yedei zeh, and the student feels big, feels great that he just heard such a deep lecture. He heard something. He knows he's able to understand such smart, intelligent things. Hahepech muvan memela, then you can draw the opposite conclusion. You could understand the opposite conclusion. Now Rabbeinu Zalietz, an incredible statement. Avol ein onu yoidim klal mahu shiflus amiti. However, we have no idea as what's true humility. Ki bevadai ein ze tachles sheye shofol venivze v'otzel shekoyren roya mazel ubelaz shlemazelnik. Because humility doesn't mean walking with your head down and being a weakling or being lazy or being a person who's not accomplishing, not motivated, doesn't have drive, or what we call in Yiddish a shlamazel, a person again who can't get anything meaningful done. Ki hashiflus hu ikar hachayim shel kol eiver veiver. Because we learned in this Torah that shiflus is the battery, it's the life of each and every organ of a person. V'ukol tainu goylam hapa, and that's going to be the ultimate pleasure in the future world. U'bevadai ein zeh hatachlus shel oylam haba she'eniv zeh v'otzel chashom. And definitely, we don't think that the ultimate success in oylam haba is we're going to see people walking around like nebishes. A bunch of wonderful holy nebishes. Alkein tzrichen rak levakish mi Hashem isborach. Sheyazor liskois la'anivus v'shiflus amiti. And therefore, we can only plead with Hashem and beg Hashem to help us achieve real humility. Shehu ikar hachayim, which is real living. That's called life. V'ikar hatayinug shel olam haba. And that's the real pleasure of the future world. It's incredibly timely that we're learning this now, that in Eretz Yisrael we've already begun the 11th of Kislev, the yahrzeit of Rav Rosenfeld, because if I want to speak about him, I'm just going to take 2-3 minutes now. If I want to speak about him, wow, you had a rabbi. Everyone has a rabbi. You went to Shiurim. Everybody goes to Shiurim. Is there any big difference? Rabbeinu Zal just defined one of the most important differences between a rabbi and a rabbi, between attending a shir and attending a shir. If a person attends a shir and the result of the shir is, number one, a whole new level of clarity about the greatness of Hashem and a whole new level of clarity and realization of how small I am, how far I am, and how serious I have to get about serving Hashem, how I have to wake up and I have to do, I have to start doing it with all my energy, with everything I can, from the second I get up in the morning till the moment I get to sleep. And even sleeping is serving Hashem if you learn about it, if you learn the Torah of the Tzaddik, if you learn the Torah of Rabbeinu Zal and other great Tzaddikim. And this is the incredible privilege that I and all the students of Rav Rosenfeld had in attending his shiurim. It was what we're reading here. It was a rabbi who was giving over the Torah of the tzaddik, and he himself was an incredible example of what a pure, loyal student of the tzaddik looks like. A person who used to joke sometimes and say that there are people who say, I'm nothing," And it's not modesty, it's not humility, it's the truth. They are nothing. They haven't really accomplished anything really meaningful in life. Humility is when a person accomplishes worlds in Torah knowledge, in mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, in helping people, and considers themselves nothing. That's humility. We should be zeicher to learn Torah from holy rabbis and draw all the benefits that one can get from them, all the benefits that we learned in this Torah that we just learned. Any questions before we close, please? Everyone who has an appreciation for Rav Rosenfeld, if you can light a candle in his memory tonight, if you can have him in mind when in your tefillah, in your Torah and mitzvahs that you do, it's a benefit to his neshama. A question?
One or two practical tips that we could keep in the forefront of our minds and how to apply the lessons of the
shir
to our daily life?
Number one, a true appreciation for the term tzaddik. There's a pasuk, v'ameich kulam tzaddikim. All Jews are called tzaddikim. And there are some people that hear that, and that lessens that how impressed they are with Moshe Rabbeinu, or even rabbis of recent generations, when we speak about them. Tzaddik, everybody's a tzaddik, sort of, you know. But in learning the chapter we just learned, where Rabbeinu Zal explained what levels tzaddikim attain, and Moshe Rabbeinu is an example, how he was on such a level that not only did he conduct himself with the greatest holiness possible with his wife when they were together, but at a certain point in time, Hashem wanted him to go to a whole new level of separating completely and taking the Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem, as his new wife, number one. And this put him on a level that when he looks at a person, he's shining holiness into the person. He's shining knowledge of Torah. He's shining greatness. He's shining humility into the person. Again, that when we're learning Torah from tzaddikim, to look at their eyes and to know that how meaningful that is. There are sometimes people who learn and they're looking up at the sky. I remember seeing different students who didn't realize that this. And they would look around, this, that, not realizing that there's a laser beam drawn from the eye of the tzaddik to the student. And if the person believes in it and the person wants to receive, they can receive the things that we learn from here. Now, I just saw this Shabbos again. There's an incredibly important point that's mentioned by Reb Nachman Chirin, one of Reb Nosson Zal's greatest students. How do I do this when I'm not in the physical presence of a tzaddik? The answer is that Rabbi Nachman writes in chapter 192 in Likut Imran that the tzaddik places his eyes, his brain, and his soul, his face, his eyes, his brain, and soul in his writings. So even when a person is looking into a sefer, looking at the letters of the words, and believing that there's an electric current, there's a wire there, we don't see the wire, just like when I'm holding a phone today, a cordless phone or a cell phone, there's no wire. People who don't know say, what are you, crazy? You think somebody can hear what you're saying? There's no wire there. You don't need a wire. Here also, when I'm looking at the words of a sefer of a tzaddik, the tzaddik is looking at me through those words. He's looking into my eyes. And if I want, the Gemara says, "Bederach shodam roitzel eilch malicha." I said, depending on what you want to get from the Torah, you'll get it. People who are looking to get knowledge from the Torah, they'll get knowledge. People who are looking to become shrewd from the Torah, to know how to fool people, to know how to trick people, they'll get that. A person who's looking to get close to Hashem, a person who's looking to have real humility, which they know is one of the most critical things in a deep relationship with Hashem, the person will receive that. And again, Rabbi Nizal explained about the tshuva, the sinyan of busha, feeling ashamed and embarrassment to know that this is a critical piece of Yiddishkeit, that when the Torah sums up the whole event of Har Sinai, it sums it up in 2 points. Leman nasoi selekim eschem, Hashem did all of this to elevate you. That's number one. And number two, uleman tia yerosa al paneichem levilteich teito, so that you'll feel this shame and embarrassment, which will make you holy, which will make you, because Hashem is humble. And the more that a person is humble, the more they're connected to Hashem, the more they're part of Hashem. And the less humility, the more arrogance, the further away, the more of a disconnect from Hashem. These are some of the points, I hope, that practical points that we can take home.